This winter's deep snow is likely to mean fewer moose in a part of the state where moose populations were already in trouble. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
At a meeting of the Federal Subsistence Board's South Central Regional Advisory Council, Andy Loringer, refuge manager for the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, said the ratio of bulls to cows is one measure of a moose population's health. Low bull-cow ratios raise concerns, he says, that not all cows are being bred or that many are breeding later in the season, causing calves to be born smaller going into the winter, reducing their survival rates. He says parts of the refuge once sustained high bull-cow ratios.
You look at the refuge and how it sits, some of the areas, the higher country and the Tustamina benchlands and in the Kenai Mountains, you know, had bull-cow ratios of 60 to 70 historically. And so, you know, our average bull-cow ratio objectives of 25 to 30, 35, are for those areas that traditionally had bull cow ratios in the 50 to 60 or 70 range even.
He says those high bull cow ratios are a thing of the past.
Of course, it differs from area to area, but it was below 10 bulls per 100 cows in large areas of the peninsula last year. And our objective levels, the objective levels of the Department of Fish and Game are 15 to 20 bulls per 100 cows. So considerably, it had dropped considerably below those objectives. And on the refuge, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, our objective is slightly higher than that, bull cow ratios of 25 to 30.
Loringer says part of the problem in recent years is that too many yearling bulls were being taken. Accordingly, the refuge reduced the harvest last year to try and quickly reverse a downward trend and achieve a better bull-cow ratio. In 2010, 395 moose were taken. In 2011, that harvest was cut by 92% to 32 moose. Of those, four were taken by subsistence hunters. South Central Regional Advisory Council member Greg Enchalewski of Ninilchik suggested that to sustain a subsistence hunt, the refuge consider allowing hunters to take cow moose.
All we've been hearing about for the last couple of years about the Kenai Peninsula is that the habitat now is nothing what it was, you know, years ago when there were large-scale fires that ended up producing these incredibly big moose herds. And I think one interesting way to deal with that is by offering some limited antlerless hunts to subsistence users on the Kenai Peninsula.
Wildfires leave areas for new growth, providing excellent browse for moose. To open new antlerless hunts on federal lands on the Kenai Peninsula would require a proposal to the Federal Subsistence Board. Meanwhile, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing changes that would give Loringer more flexibility to leave hunting open in some areas while closing others where harvest limits have been reached. Loringer says the end of winter through May is a critical time of year for moose. He says the number that survived this winter won't be known until after that. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.